that the Lord remove this thing. But the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Listen to me and listen to me well. The problem is we think we can control something. Let me help you here. You can't control anything. You don't own anything. Once you get those two things under control, you'll get it. You must trust God. That means you don't know all the answer, but you're trusting Him. Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. Will you trust Him? He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now He set it up for us. Now He wants us to do something. I hope you listen to this part right here, because this is the part that you need to get right now. Look at verse 11. I call this put on, put off. Verse 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I read this verse many a years and keep reading it. But, you know, why does he say the whole armor? You know, that gives some indication that you may not put on all the pieces. But he says, put on the whole armor. Man, I'm telling you, you better stick with us here. In this series here, we're going to start talking about each pieces of the armor, but don't wait. Don't wait for that. You need to read it yourself. Ephesians chapter 6, read it. But he tells us to put on the whole armor of God. See, not your armor, but God's armor. Man's armor can't do anything, and it's going to hinder you. He says, put on the whole armor of God. Now, I want you to look at this example here. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 38 to 19. Boy, this is good. We all know it as David and Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17, 38 to 39. But now David is about to go challenge Goliath, and Saul the king says, hey, I got something for you. Let's look at it. And Saul armed David with his armor. See, he's arming David with his armor. And he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. Now listen to what David said. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. Oh my Lord, I'm telling you. When he tells us to put on the whole armor of God, you must cast off the armor of man. And David cast off the armor that King Saul tried to bound him with. And that's what it will. The world will bound you with, thinking that you're in control. Your armor is going to protect you from whatever's out there. But let me tell you, your little armor can't do anything if it's not the armor of God. And David had faith in God. And he said, put these things off. He put off the armor that Saul tried to bog him down. Listen to me and listen to me well. The world is trying to distract you. The world is trying to bog you down until you see like David see, that I'm going to trust God for it all. And David removed the armor that Saul put on him. He says, God says in Romans 20, chapter 12, renew your mind. Your mind must be renewed. You cannot think like the world and try to live for God. It's not going to work. You must think.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.